This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
Addicts in Philadelphia are paying so-called hitters to inject them. In Bethlehem, the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits from pet mills has been banned. This year's pheasant stock will be impacted by avian flu, and a teen caught a ghost. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood is widely regarded as ground zero for xylazine, aka trenk, a veterinary drug that's being added to fentanyl with devastating effects, reports PennLive. And along with the tragic overdoses and deaths that have resulted from trenk spread across the country has come other disturbing trends, like trenk tourism, covered previously on this podcast, which is when influencers head over to Kensington in order to film addicts and then post them on social media for views. Another trend that's popping up in Kensington are so-called hitters who, writes the New York Post, are paid to inject addicts who can't find their own veins anymore. This, of course, comes with a ton of dangers. Being addicts themselves, some hitters are so high while injecting another person that people who have witnessed such incidents call the result a, quote, pin the tail on the donkey, unquote, with a syringe. Says one addict, quote, some people will pretend they know what they're doing just because they want to make that $5 or they want that bag of dope or something of value. Bethlehem has, for the second time actually, as two votes are required to make it into a law, voted to ban the sale of dogs along with cats and rabbits from pet mills, reports WFMZ. The city council voted unanimously on the ban Tuesday, with officials stating they're trying to follow a precedent set by other cities that have done the same. According to advocates, pet mills breed animals for profit, all under poor, harmful conditions. Violators of the ban may face fines of up to $500 per animal offered for sale. A highly pathogenic avian flu was detected at a private farm, March's Game Farm, in Northumberland County, states PennLive. March's is close to another place where the State Game Commission gets its pheasants, so, as a result, the commission will stock fewer of the bird for its 2024-25 hunting seasons. There hasn't been an outbreak, mind you, but the commission stated how regulations would require many or all of the breeding pheasants that provide stock for their program to be euthanized should one occur, thus potentially jeopardizing the program's future. For more information, feel free to click on the related podcast article. A teen caught a ghost in York County, says the York Daily Record. A deer with piebaldism, a rare genetic condition that creates mostly white hair, was shot and killed by 13-year-old Alex Eckenrod while she was out hunting with her grandfather last month. The deer, nicknamed the Ghost because of its mostly white fur, was in the crosshairs of many hunters in the area, but it was Alex that got him. And it was her first deer, too. Now, how rare is piebaldism? Well, the National Deer Association says it affects less than 1% of the deer population, so super rare. Not bad for a first kill. That's all for today. For all the latest headlines, visit PennLive.com. Also, please remember to rate this podcast in either Apple or Amazon and to leave it an honest review, should you have the time. Thanks in advance, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll talk tomorrow during another episode of Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.